It's Coffee Talker, baby, yeah.
I thought you were about to sing the national anthem.
Jose, hey, can you see?
Is it in the way?
Zane and Heath on Filter. Featuring Matt and Mariah in the peanut gallery.
Look at her go.
You can sing.
Matt's wearing a striped sweater.
Oh my God. Zane is losing his breath.
All right. Wow. Enough. Done.
Nice pipes, Tamika.
Nice.
Tamika. Nice. Ching, ching, ching.
Oh, you know the bassist from School of Rock? She has a TikTok now.
Yeah?
Yeah. No way. She was like talking about like her time on School of Rock or whatever, and everyone was asking, why didn't you have a solo at the end and during the ending credits?
Oh, shit. And wow. She goes,
I did. It was just really bad, so they cut it.
Oh, no.
That's shout out cool to School Rock.
I wonder if she kept up with it.
Maybe.
I need to rewatch
that movie because I've really never watched it.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, it's the best. Okay. It's the bee's knees.
The bee's knees.
Cheers, guys.
All right, cheers. Come on. It's Coffee Talker, baby. Yeah!
All right, we got Matt King back in the house.
I feel bad.
Crickets.
Yeah, you should feel
bad. You know, I haven't even listened to the last episode. I don't want to listen to the last episode, and I don't even think
Well, you should, because it was a really good episode.
No, it was probably our best.
We did book reviews while you were gone.
I knew how it went once I saw the snake emojis on my
Good job, Coffee Beans.
Did you see the pizza we ordered during the podcast?
Yeah, we went crazy.
Oh, it was a whole shebang.
There were some people that were pissed. They were like, podcast etiquette, do not eat while podcasting. I was like, but bitch, we were hungry.
Maybe we don't got any
we
sort of etiquette.
Eat. How did it sound when I was talking?
You guys did that. Y'all ate a podcast.
We ate a podcast. Yeah, we did.
No, I'm sorry, y'all. I wasn't here.
It's okay. What were you doing?
Personal emergency.
What was a personal emergency?
None of your business.
Well, this is Zane and Heath's business, and you are on our business.
And I'm here. Y'all don't have to pay me for the last episode. I'll take a cut. Will?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on salary.
Well, you deserve it. You work hard.
Who's Sally?
A lot of people had doubts, though, that I was even coming back.
Oh, wow. This is good.
I know.
That looks like a promo. I'm drinking the Spike cold brew, and it's fantastic.
They're really good.
We should make Spike cold brew. That'd be a lot of fun.
That's on round two.
And that should be the first thing we put out and the only thing we put out.
Hey, guys, so the reason it's taking so long is we decided to put alcohol in it.
Only alcohol in everything.
That would be sick.
Is it tequila?
I don't know.
It's called agave.
Oh, hold on. Wait. Tequila and coffee?
Yeah, that's a funky combination.
That is.
But tequila, though, is like kind of an upper out of all liquors. So.
And then mixed with coffee, which is also an upper, bitch, you go through the walls.
Is that true?
You be living the vida loca.
I know that alcohol is a depressant, but for some reason I keep hearing people say that tequila is an upper. It's the only upper alcohol, but that doesn't make sense.
It's like a stimulating depressant.
Yeah, it's still a depressant because it's alcohol, but tequila is the least of the depressants, if that makes sense, right?
Weird.
It's like people drink tequila to get wild, to get crazy. And then whiskey is like a downer. You drink whiskey when you're chilling. You don't really, like, you kind of like, right?
Right.
That's like mixing Coke with Zannies.
Yeah.
How was it when you mix it?
It don't go. You don't do it.
I need that shit when I'm flying, when I'm in a plane. Cocaine? I need something when I'm flying.
Gotta bring a bag of cocaine.
Or good cocaine.
How's your Ambien been doing, though?
Oh. I've been a week and a half.
Guys, I am on Ambien.
I'm proud of it. I'm a proud Ambien prescriber.
So I'm Ambien dexterous. I take it with both hands.
Both hands. All right, so I've been on it for a week and a half. I don't take it every night, by the way. I only take it when I need to be up early next day, which is like three times a week because I'm working out like early in the morning, just so I get it.
He had to throw that in. Just because I'm working out.
By the way, guys, I'm working out twice, or six times a week. So,
how soon do you go to sleep after you take it?
When I started with taking a full pill, and I would knock out in probably 20, 25 minutes. Damn.
Okay.
And it works. It's like, I thought it'd feel weird before. I thought there was going to be this weird like thing I'm fighting, but I knock right out and it's great. And I wake up early the next day. It's refreshed.
There's no Ambien hangover.
No, because I get that when I do NyQuil, when I drink NyQuil, when I'm sick, I get a weird hangover. Yeah. It's awful. But like the Ambien is actually not bad. I feel like over time it's gonna get bad because I just started.
You get like a used to it. It kind of starts.
Yeah. But I've been really good at like controlling it. Like when I go to bed and I look at it, I'm like, I don't need it tonight. Like I don't need to wake up early. I'm good.
Well,
and
good.
I'm gonna start taking only half. I feel like I don't need a full one.
I just walk in the kitchen. I see Zane just like,
right.
Oh, hold on.
Frying jelly beans on a stove.
Matt, thank God you brought that up. I was about to forget. Okay, so I took it. I had one of those moments.
You did?
Yeah.
You pushed through it?
I didn't notice. I didn't realize it until when I woke up the next day. I was like, oh my God. It wasn't dangerous though. I took it. I was about to fall asleep, and then I was like, oh, I can't sleep. I got up. I went straight to the kitchen. I grabbed Doritos and Cheetos. I put it all in one bag, mixed it up, and went into my bed and ate it.
Clever.
I love that.
Convenient.
Which little, I never would have. I would have never done that. Right. It was just this weird, like, yeah. I wanted both, and I didn't want to eat it separately. I wanted it, like, all together. And it reminded me of the whole butter cigarette thing.
An innovative genius.
Yeah, it really, truly.
Immaculate.
I'm surprised you weren't stoned, though. Like,
No, stoned is worse. I'm like taking Oreos, I'm putting in like milk and then mashing it up and then microwaving it. But we never smoke weed, though.
We never do.
You know how we've done like a drunk podcast?
Yeah. No.
I hate
no,
weed.
No, 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 no. I already know what you're saying.
Mariah's never smoked weed. I think it would be so funny if we
no,
did
it would not.
A weed episode.
I think you're onto something. I wouldn't like, Mariah. Knowing me, I hate being high. I used to like getting high, but now as you get older, it's just like...
It's not fun.
It's not as fun as it used to be, but... I think it would be interesting if we did do it on a podcast. If I was high right now, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm
off my
game.
If I was high right now, I'd be looking at you thinking, oh my God, Matt's about to kill me. He's looking at me like he wants to kill me.
That's how I feel every time I smoke. Like whenever I smoke, that's how I feel. I don't know why I do it. Like I take weed and I'll smoke and then I'm like, why'd I do this?
I remember my first time getting high. We did, the gravity bong thing.
Hold on.
Whoa.
What's a gravity bong?
Because that's a little...
My first time.
I've heard of it, but like, what exactly?
You take like a bucket of water, and then you take a Gatorade bottle, like a big...
Or a milk jug.
Or a milk jug.
Cut it in half.
You cut the bottom off of it, so then you push it underwater, you put the weed on top in like the cap with a little bit of like aluminum foil. I don't know the recipe, I'm just saying.
Just roll a joint.
Right. So what you do is basically you do that. Put it on top, light it, and then you pull the bottle up. So as you're pulling it up, the suction is pulling the smoke through, and then you're getting an entire milk jug or Gatorade bottle full of just smoke.
Oh hell no! I would die.
You unscrew the lid, put your mouth over it, and shove it back down into the water so it just just goes right into your face.
Who comes up? I don't understand.
I will say stoners are the most innovative people I have ever seen.
When it comes to smoking, when they need to smoke weed.
With a fruit.
With an apple. Yep.
Apple's very clever. They just align, right? Align in the side and align on the top, right?
Yeah.
Did you use foil when you did the gravity bong?
Yeah. Well, you put it on the lid and then you take the lid off. And then you go down.
Y'all done the water bottle where you put it on the top and then poke holes and then you... Then you cut a hole in the side.
He went around the block.
Or I've done like a drill bit, like where you put like almost like a monkey wrench kind of a thing.
What?
Like you put that on top of a water cap and then do the gravity.
That sounds like some other kind of drugs.
Oh my!
It was like a little.
I've seen a lot of stories of people smoking weed before listening to this podcast. So I'm really excited for the people that are high listening to this and watching this because I know
because they're listening to that. Hey!
And I'm sure you guys are so pissy you can't even join in this conversation because you probably have so many stories and
if Mariah got high, she'd be like she'd be coming up with all these new dance moves. What? Like
she'd be hitting like the moves in slow-mo.
Like a cheerleader dancing in her seat at school, just like
I was that bitch though, and I wasn't even a cheerleader.
My first time trying it was with a gravity bong.
That's adventurous.
So I did the whole thing. Sat down for a second. They're like, oh my God, do you feel it? Like, it's your first time. Like, do you feel it? How are you feeling? And I was like, I don't feel anything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is. Always.
I didn't
always.
Feel anything. Like, the first serious? Two or three times I got or was smoking weed, I never got high. And then the fourth time I got high.
I was like, no, I really don't. They're like, yeah, right. They're like, okay, hit this.
You know
so
why?
Because
you don't want it to work. Or like, it's this weird thing where like your body.
No, I was fully you're not letting your body. I was just like, It's not going.
You were inhaling it right?
Yeah.
Did you try putting it in rice?
She's high right now.
And it's funny because I feel like you should get so high always the first time because you're doing exactly what you're being told.
Oh, wait. Because
you hold it in longer than you should.
The story progresses. So I didn't feel it. They're like, okay, hit this bowl. I'm hitting the bowl. Probably 10, 15 minutes goes by, and they're like, all right, one more time. And I was like, I don't know what it is, but it's just not.
Uh-oh.
That's it. Done.
They're like, you good? I was like, yo, I'm inside myself. They're like, what are you talking about? I was like, guys, I'm inside myself. I was like, I'm looking, like, I was looking at my body.
Like, the moment was happening, and you were, like, aware of it, but you were more, like filtered away from it in a weird way. Where you're like, wait, I'm not fully here, but I'm here.
I was looking at my arms, and I was like, I'm controlling my arm right now. Guys, are you aware that you can do this?
Yes.
Like, I am inside, like, I'm in my flesh right now.
That's me 10 minutes into my Ambien.
it was insane. I just started getting higher and higher.
You kept doing more hits of the gravity bomb.
No, I stopped after that, but it just started getting more and more and more. And everything was hilarious. There was a picture of a dog in shorts, and I sat there laughing for probably 20 minutes.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. We all had that. One of my friends had one of those neon, like, trippy posters like, his little guest house. And they're like, look at this. Isn't this insane? Oh, my God.
I don't remember the first time I was high. I was probably so high I don't remember. But I don't remember the first time. It's just not a memory that I have. But I do remember the first time I got Ella, one of my best friends from back home, high. And this is a story that I'll remember for the rest of my life. No, this is not the car, but thank you for bringing it up. I'll bring that up right after. This was a really weird, moment because I didn't like smoking weed, but I was like, I was convincing Ella that, like, weed was good for some reason. Oh, no, weed is great. I love weed, but I didn't like weed at all.
I love weed.
And that's on being 17 and thinking it's 100%. Cool.
And so I remember that I bought this bubbler off my friend. You guys know what a bubbler is?
That's a step above a bowl.
It's not a bowl. It's not like the pipe thing, but it has a ball on the bottom where you fill it up with water. No reason for me to have that. I should just have the bong, but, like, I want to be a little fancy. I was like, look what I got. I got a bubbler.
Okay.
So we were it was before we went inside a carnival. A carnival.
Awful.
Local town
carnival. It was
a local
town carnival.
Oh, no.
But, like, this was a night where everybody was there. Everybody.
Yep.
Everybody from high school was there that night.
Anybody.
And me and Ella, we kind of stuck to ourselves, like, throughout high school. We were, like, we were only friends with each other. So I get the weed, we get the bubbler. We're outside of the festival, the carnival. And we both smoke, and I give her, like, more. I just give her extra just because, like, it's her first time. I wanted her to, like, really feel it. I'm such a good role model.
You are so generous.
It's because I knew I was going to get really fucking high, like, bad high. So I just wanted her to be on the same level as me. So we smoke a lot, and we walk in. I have a backpack. I have the backpack with the weed in it. At this point, weed is so fucking illegal.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
And so we're walking through the fair. We're, you know, it was a good maybe first 7 minutes. And then we're both like, oh, my God, this is bad.
We gotta go.
This is bad. And we... As soon as we realized it was bad, like, you know those scenes in, like, American Horror Story, those movies where it's, like, all the, like, someone kind of stilts, it's, like, whoa, and everyone's, like, ah, like, it was just, it felt like we're on an acid trip, or it was just weird, and all of a sudden, a cop is behind us, like, one of the cops, and he is walking behind us and will not leave our back, and I have a backpack with the weed in it. But, like, I'm the only kid with, like...
You had it on you.
I had it on me.
What were you going to do? A little
just
hit by the
trail.
Ferris wheel?
I don't know, Matt. We just had to smoke it outside because we couldn't smoke at our house. So
and the bubbler. But the bubbler, the water's probably all jiggling around.
No,
like,
no. We emptied out the bubbler before we went into the prayer. We're not crazy. So this cop is behind us and he will not leave us. And we were fucking freaking out because we were 16, 17.
Oh my
and,
God.
Dude, it was so fucking scary. And me and Ella were just like, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And we keep on cutting corners and he's kind of following us. And then we just bolted. We just run. We leave the fair and we escape the fair. And I remember... It was such a weird night. We had her mom pick us up.
This is like an episode out of Euphoria. Like, it's just like, dun, dun, dun,
no, it doesn't
dun,
felt
dun.
Like Euphoria. And I remember her mom picked us up, and we were both so bad. And her mom, her mom found out that we both, like, smoked weed, but, like, never told my mom. It was good. But I just remember that it felt like we were on an acid trip, and it was a nightmare.
Oh,
at
yeah.
This fair.
Weed
it was
scary,
not
man.
Fun.
Yeah, it's just not... I wish I could have an out of body experience and see myself high without actually experiencing it, because like I just have no appeal to it. I think that's the thing. I'm just like not interested. Like hearing those stories, I'm just like.
But you like.
Yeah. But I want to. Like, I want to know what I'd be like. Exactly. You know?
You like to have a drink though, right?
Yeah, I like to have a drink.
So it's like that, but a little bit more like cerebral.
It's like that, but like also living a nightmare at the same time.
Right. Yeah. You guys just seem so scared and paranoid. Like, why do I want to do
Did I ever tell you about the one night how I felt after I smoked weed and what it felt like when I was sleeping, trying to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
Like,
no.
It felt like it was so.
The worst.
100%.
You know where it's like caving in on your chest and you just like feel like the weight.
I've had that. Okay. Yes. I don't know if it was lace or something, but I remember it felt like you took. Sorry. I'm going to. Put it between my legs. It felt like two cylinders, like cement cylinders, crushing my bones, starting from my feet. It was it was awful.
What?
I felt it. It was crazy. I was sleeping and I felt it crushing me. I'm like, ah, like it was hurting me. And it's crazy because weed's supposed to like help people that are hurting.
Right, that are in pain. Yeah,
but it was doing the complete opposite for me. It was putting me in pain.
Ooh.
But it had to have been lace because it was Florida weed. It had to have been just really bad weed.
Did I ever tell the story about, remember our first apartment where I took the edible and I freaked out and you and Elton like fucked with my room while I was gone?
Oh my God. Was that like a fucked up thing to do or was that pretty? Like
it was fucked up because you guys, well, it wasn't fucked up because you guys didn't know that I had took the edible.
Oh, yeah, right. So this is funny. This is really.
So
this is comedy.
This is comedy.
This is comedy.
You know what like a Chiba Chew is? Mm-hmm. It's like a little like gummy Tootsie Roll type thing in a wrapper. So I saw those and I got one and it said quad dose. And I was like, all right, cool. Well, I'm going to take it. It'll probably get me high because it's quad dose. It's got to be good. I didn't know that it meant you split it in four and you take one at a time.
Oh,
four.
No.
Oh, no.
Baba.
No.
I took the whole thing and I was like, well, we're going to feel this one. I would like to see it.
I would like to see it.
So I took it, didn't feel anything. And I'm waiting and waiting. And I'm like, all right, well, you know what? Maybe it's not working. I get back to my apartment. I walk in. I go straight to my room. I'm starting to like trip at this point. I'm getting like really high and like worried. And I was like, let me just get home. Let me just get into my room. Whatever. I walk in, shut the door behind me, and I look down and I had like just like vitamin pill stuff like on my counter that I would just have sitting out. And it was in the shape of a cross. Like every pill was lined up.
Look, mind you, me and Elton did this fucking. We did this prank on him, not knowing he took this edible. We never felt we were haunted.
Right.
We never felt like it was just a joke that Elton and I were sitting there. We're like, let's fuck with his room and just see what happens.
Oh, and you didn't even know.
We did not know that. And we don't like we. He doesn't smoke weed. He doesn't take edibles. He just happened to take edibles.
It just happened to be right then.
Why did you do it? You're just bored.
I don't know. I was just like, fuck it.
I thought you were talking about me. Us.
They were probably bored too.
We were just bored.
So I walk in. The pills are in the shape of a cross, and I'm like, what?
That was my idea.
What the fuck is going on?
Give it up for Zane.
That was me.
So I go and my light, like I have like a stand up light in the corner of the room and it's facing the wall. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm freaking the fuck out. Am I making this up? I was like, it doesn't make sense. I was like, the light was backwards. I was like, okay, shit. Get to the bathroom. And in my head, I'm like this. Where's the bathroom? Get to the bathroom. I'm like on the ground, like couldn't figure out what's up or down. Get to the bathroom and
damn, that's bad.
I'm looking. I'm, you know, when you look in the mirror when you're high and it's the most terrifying thing.
Oh,
just the looking at yourself in the eyes, you're just like,
who am
I? It's awful. So I'm looking at myself and I was
Elton
like,
and I put like a special mirror where when you look at it,
mirror. So I turn the lights on. Nothing's coming on. The switches aren't working. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
We didn't do that.
No. I found out Elton unscrewed all the light bulbs.
Oh, I didn't know he did
no.
that.
Enough That's to awesome. Where they wouldn't turn on.
Oh, shit.
So I'm
I don't
flicking
that.
The switches, and I'm like, the switches aren't working. And I'm like, holy shit. I was like, okay, just get in bed, Heath. Just go to sleep. Just go to sleep. You're freaking out. Everything's okay. This is normal.
This is my favorite.
I get into bed, and I'm like, okay, let me turn the TV on just to watch TV and just fall asleep.
Was it backwards?
I turn the TV on, and it's on a static channel at 100% volume. I go, And then it is so fucking loud that I'm like, ah! I'm like, where's the remote? Turn it down.
I'm sitting here proud. I'm just...
You're in the other room knowing all this is going
on. No, I think we were gone at this point. We just didn't know when he was coming back. I think because we were waiting around all day and he just never showed up, so we left.
Literally.
I would love to see that reaction.
The worst night of my life, to the point, you ever almost like contemplated calling the police because of how high you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had my phone and I'm like, like, I'm going to die.
Can we please talk about when I ate half of that moon cookie? It was this moon cookie.
More like the glue cookie. He couldn't get off the couch.
It was nuts. So I didn't know I was not supposed to eat half of it. It's one of those cookies where you only eat like a couple bites or like a quarter. But I ate like half the cookie. It was a big cookie. It was like those jumbo cookies.
It was like the Lenny and Larry complete cookies.
Yeah. And it was good. So I was like, it won't hurt if I eat a little bit more. It's not going to... You know, so
he was just loving the taste.
The taste was really good. Like those Oreo wheat cookies taste good. And that's how I eat a lot. But I ate half the cookie and I'm sitting there and I'm watching TV. And all of a sudden I'm sinking in the couch and I am completely paralyzed. Paralyzed. And I'm not like exaggerating. I was paralyzed. My phone is right there on the couch and I have to move my fingers to call Heath because I was so, so high. I had to call Heath. I put him on speaker. I'm like, Heath, I can't move. And he knew that I ate this cookie, but like, I don't think he understood how bad it was.
The severity.
And I was like, Heath, I ate a lot of the cookie and I can't move. He's like,
I've fallen and I can't get up.
He's like, Zane, you're fine, baby. You're fine. Just get someone. I'm like, Heath, no, I can't get up. I can't get up out of my seat. Should I call 911? He's like, Zane, don't call 911, baby. You don't need the cops.
You're good.
I was like, no, dude, you don't understand. I feel like I'm going to die if I don't call the police. And I love how we're like talking about, oh, we should smoke weed. And we're talking about we need to call the police.
Imagine us live on this podcast having a panic, though. No, now
these people want to see it. Now.
Yeah, they're going to want to see it.
They're going to want to see it.
But I'm just letting you know, we're not going to be on our A game. Or we may be.
What
who
if
knows?
We're so on point? Like that we just do it every time.
Our brain just changes. Like we're just so fucking smart and we know everything.
Like
no fact checking.
We actually make sense and finish our sentences.
And we have facts to back everything we're talking about.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, wow.
First time.
Give me the weed.
Relate.
Give me the weed.
The first time I smoked weed, well, I went to a church camp. I don't know. Did you guys
Oh my God.
Oh, you're bad.
No, hold on. I didn't smoke weed at the church camp. But did you guys ever have like Young Life at your school?
It
was like this Christian
youth
teen youth organization group.
Youth group. Right.
Basically, at your high school. It was extracurricular. And we went away for like, you know, like a week or two during the summer. But every night we'd have like cabin time. Like all like the guys in our cabin.
I know what cabin boys time is when you're high.
It would sit down with like, you know, your school ambassador, your like spiritual advisor, and we'd all have to, you know, have little heart to hearts about like what we've been going
through.
My
mind is in the gutter. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking.
No.
I'm picturing like church. We got to go heart to heart. Heart to heart is the conversation.
Oh, God. I just, when it comes to religious camps, I just feel like it's, there's a murder hornet here.
Oh,
run!
No.
Yo, oh. a plane
oh,
just
wow.
flew
it,
through
it
the window.
It died instantly, guys.
Let it be.
Matt, that was so good.
Let it be.
What? Let it be. That
plant. Was good.
Wait.
That was good.
Is it a bee?
I think it is.
It might have been.
It's a little chunky.
Now leave your badge and get
okay. Okay, so, but during those cabin times, all the guys would talk about, like...
Get him, Bubba. Get him, Bubba.
Oh, that's a bee. Oh, that's a bee, oh! baby. Oh, that's an actual bee. Oh, we were fucking around.
Matt, it's literally, like,
yeah,
right behind your
leg. Step on it. Hold on. No. When you step on a bee, it lets out a scent where it lets other bees know that it just died.
That's true.
And for them to come... Is it bad if we kill this bee, guys?
Oh!
And Heath killed the bee. Close the door before it leaves a scent to the other bees. Quickly.
Aquila and the bee.
Oh my God, Matt!
Remember Aquila?
Aquila, da dun 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 dun. Aquila.
Tequila.
Yo, guys, we're on point Aquila tonight. I'm really proud of us.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Okay, so I'm at church camp, but all the guys during these heart to heart things are like, you know, opening up and dishing out like, I've been smoking weed and I just feel like I'm going off my path of God and everything, and like we all had to go around in a circle saying like what. we need to own up to, or how we distance ourselves from God.
It's like confession.
And as everyone's going around talking about that they've smoked weed, I'm thinking, shit, I haven't done anything bad.
Oh, God forbid. Oh,
I haven't done anything bad in my life. I realize I've just been a good kid.
Guys, I Cliff Notes the book for last summer reading, and I didn't really finish it.
Oh, wait, was this before or after you threw rocks at moving cars on the highway?
Around that time, probably.
Okay, you did it with the, you did it with the church. He did it with the church group,
they
with
were
the church
pecans.
Boys.
But I just realized, oh my gosh, a lot of people smoke weed, and I haven't done it. So right when I got back from church camp, instead of being on that high of Jesus, I wanted to get high on the weed.
Yeah, baby.
So I tried it out, and I did it like 3 times. I never got high. Then my 4th time, I did get high. And sorry, but I hated it.
A novel.
Virgin Mary, more like Mary Jane. You know what I'm saying?
But I hated it. It took me like a church experience where I should have been coming away making all the right decisions. I was like, I gotta live this life
because
I've
just
been
curious.
too much by the rules.
Yeah, no, you do. You gotta live a little bit. You know, I'm not saying to smoke weed at a young age, but
you know what's weird? I remember like being younger and like hearing people talking about it. And I was like, wait, that's a real thing?
Hold on, you did?
In middle school, like, I had friends that were like...
Remember not knowing what weed was? You were just like, what do you mean?
I didn't believe it was real. I remember going in PE and going up to kids who I knew, like, knew about weed. I go, do you, like, you've seen weed, you've smoked weed? And they go, yes. I'm like, can I come over just to see it at your house? Like, I was just like,
that's so funny.
I just want to see it.
That's
to know
shit
it exists.
David
yes.
would do. That sounds such like a David thing to
you
do.
You know, like, I just want to, like, just show just me curious. It. I don't want to smoke it, but I just want to, like, know that it is real. Because it's weird, like, the time when weed actually comes into your life, and then it's like, this is it. The forbidden plant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we've been talking about weed for a while, y'all.
Are we hiring?
I like talking about it because it's like because it used to be so illegal and now it's not, and so I just feel like it's okay to talk about it. It's exciting.
Did you ever think it would be this decriminalized?
No,
no, never.
No. I don't remember when Pineapple Express came out. We were like, what? Like, there's no-
I was so confused watching Pineapple Express and then people in the audience like cheering. While the movie was going on, I was like, this many people smoke weed? Because it wasn't
true.
I was so young at the time when I saw it. I was just like, wait, what?
Because our parents make it seem like it's the worst
thing. The devil's lettuce.
Exactly. And it's not only devil's lettuce. They make it seem like it's worse than killing somebody. Like, it's crazy.
I got a story. But I don't know if my mom will kill me. But then I think my mom
baby, this is Zayna Heath Unfiltered. Okay. Baby, lay it out.
So, this is back when, like, iPods were around, so we didn't have AirPods or anything, but I needed headphones, and I knew that my mom always had headphones in one of her nightstands, and I went to my mom's nightstand, and I was searching through it, and I found this box, and I opened up the box, and inside of it were 3 joints and a little tiny
what?
Thing.
What? Whoa!
Okay, so I find this, and I am shook. Like, I can't believe
it. And you knew what it was?
I knew exactly what it was. It was, it was like weed.
How old were you? What grade were you?
I was like a freshman in high school. I hadn't even really smoked weed. I just found this. These joints looked old. Like, I'm talking about very old. They weren't freshly rolled or anything. Like,
they're vintage.
Oh, it could be like a memory, like a souvenir. Vintage.
So then in high school, I would like occasionally maybe smoke weed in my car. And my dad one time like got in my car and he was like, what? And he was like looking at my floorboards and stuff and like picking grass up. He goes, what is this? What? He goes, have you been smoking weed in this car? Blah, blah, blah. And was like coming after me.
He was picking up pulling grass?
Like he was looking at my floorboards
like
trying to
like
see
dirt,
if like any little piece of grass
was
weed.
But it wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, no, sir, no.
Sir, no.
And then he like sits me out on like our back porch and is like, I can't believe you. Have you been smoking weed? Blah, 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 blah. You know what, Dad? Doesn't mom have 3 joints?
Yes,
in
baby, woo! Yes.
And he goes, what? Ooh. What are you talking about?
Started a fight.
Just kidding.
Oh, shit.
And I go, mom has 3 joints and a baggie in her nightstand. And then my dad goes, I have no clue what you're talking about. Cindy,
oh,
come out
shit.
Here. My mom comes.
Oh, my God. No.
And she's like, what? And I go, and he goes, Matt says there are three joints in your nightstand. She goes, those are from a long time ago. I keep those around as memories.
I believe that, though.
But pretty much, like, basically, my mom probably had joints from a long time ago and was just like, I guess, like, for the end of the world.
When they would go to Woodstock.
I could see it was just like a keepsake.
My mom wasn't smoking weed. They weren't. Seriously, my parents did not.
But why wouldn't you? Like, I'm surprised that your dad did. I'm surprised your mom wouldn't at least tell him, hey, by the way, these are memory. These aren't like, I'm not smoking these. This is a memory.
It's just my mom's like stuff.
Like, I remember walking in.
I feel like kids
in,
smoke with their parents.
Kids, like, back when we were younger, like, I would walk in, I'd have to try to figure out how I could get straight to the bathroom, wash my hands, my face, spray some Febreze on my shirt, try to fucking, like, do anything I could to try to get away from smelling like smoke.
Yeah.
But now kids got, like, vapes, and they could put, like, little weed oil. They could do whatever they want.
But no, they're still hiding it, though. They're hiding it.
No, they're still hiding it, but it's easier to hide a little device than it is to hide an entire odor that sticks on you for 6+ hours.
What's crazy is half our friends back in high school, all of them had parents that did not care. We were the only ones that had parents.
But you know what? You know what? They were the cool parents back then. But looking back, I'm so glad I did not have cool parents.
Me too.
My parents are cool, but they weren't like the, come over, smoke weed, get drunk, here's alcohol, everybody having a good time.
My parents paid attention, and that's what I'm grateful for. Right. Like, having parents that are like always constantly turning a blind eye to you. Like,
here's the thing. We thought those parents were cool, but in reality, they just don't care. Right. And I think that's what we were getting confused. That's why our parents did that. That's why they snooped around, because they cared. They didn't want.
These parents are also like so afraid of their kids not liking them. Like, my mom was like, I don't care if you don't like me, I'm not your friend.
She said that.
Yeah, she's
But some moms want to be their daughter's best friend.
My daughter's my best friend. My mom tells me to this day, she tells me all the time, she's like, I'm not your friend. I did. I was scared of her. I respected her. I didn't do bad things.
Would you say that?
I turned out all right.
Would you say that to your daughter?
I don't think I would say that. I think I would make them, because when my mom said it, like, we would laugh, but I knew she was like serious.
Oh, okay. So she like.
Like, yeah. But I think if I had a kid, I would make it known that I am your mother. I'm not like just one of your like, you could do whatever you want. You could talk about whatever.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah. I'm a regular like mom. This. Fun mom.
I didn't like how strict my parents were, but I feel like with how I see the world today and how I am today, I feel like I want to be like that with my kids too. It's okay to be a strict parent. It really does make you a better person in the end.
You're going to be an interesting parent.
Me?
Because, well, I think, Zane, your life and your household upbringing is something that, like, hardly anybody experiences. Yeah, you've experienced such different forms of discipline on, like, two different spectrums. And you're a mishmash of that.
That whole, like, going back and forth to two houses that are completely different religions, and they both see the world differently, and both punishments are different. It was really, really, really interesting.
Was it confusing? You were just like, okay, this is how it is. Or were you, like, confused on how to, like, well, what am I allowed to do?
Not confusing at all. Me and my brother knew exactly what we were doing. Like, my dad's side, Muslim, you have to eat blessed meat. You have to, no drinking. There's a lot of rules when it comes to the religion. But my mom's side, Christians. There's no, like, you can drink. Mm-hmm. You can eat like regular chicken bowl. So having to go back and forth with that was very difficult.
That's,
and being young, my mom wasn't gonna. She was like, honey, you eat whatever you want, which, you know, I'm glad that my mom did that. Like, there shouldn't be any rules when it comes to something like that deep into religion. So having to go back and forth.
Gotcha. It will just be interesting how those qualities of having that experience, how it plays out.
And it's definitely better now. Like, going back, it's completely fine.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, for some reason, just back then, everything was just stricter. Mm-hmm. Our parents were all stricter. Now, parents, I feel like, are a little looser with their
kids. Who knows?
Right.
I don't know. I think it is because everybody has phones. We didn't have phones back then. Because a lot of kids in our school all had phones. I didn't have a phone until
I was
18.
A phone for a long time.
But it was normal to have a phone. It's just phone.
I think I was really like strict. A junior when I had my first phone.
But we didn't have internet access. We didn't have access to the WW, like,
Well, what's crazy is, like, It's kind of bad that these kids have that access at such a young age.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
actually like.
I agree with that.
That's why they're growing up so fast, because they have influencers online like, to
do they
copy.
Do they have parental controls on phones? Totally. Like,
there's got to be unless the parent bought it, set it up, and has some sort of password that oversees the entire device.
Then that must be what it is. Right. It's like a code. It's a code. Same thing with like parental TV guide.
Oh
like,
my, that was the worst.
Remember they were like remember there were the porn channels?
All of our porn channels are blocked.
But like all of ours are blocked, and it just said adult entertainment. But my grandpa's TV guide, it was just like three blonde bimbos in a mechanic shop.
But
like,
back then that was the only way we could watch it was TV.
Yeah.
But it was all fucking blocked, so you had to use your imagination.
My mom, she was the worst with like parental like guidance block. Do everything.
She
you
blocked
could,
everything or the worst the like oh, was bad.
It wasn't porn for him. It was everything.
Anything you could possibly imagine. Like I was lucky to have SpongeBob and like, everything.
No,
was
I remember
blocked.
There was like certain like music video channels that you couldn't watch, right?
It was everything. But you know what? It was what it is.
It is what it is.
But I remember, like, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have anything. I had just Nickelodeon, Nick Jr.
And J-Lo's new music videos that came out every month.
So I remember, though, one of my friends had a cell phone. I didn't even have one yet. And he had internet. It was this weird connecting thing. You got on and you could, like, go to Google. But it took you, like, a minute to search anything.
You scroll with a ball, like you could barely see the page. You have to like go down.
My first time seeing like boobs in like a female body was on his phone, and he was like, he would press like a next image, and we would sit there
and just wait for a minute just for it to load in.
Oh my god!
For all you kids that have phones now, just be grateful, because this shit was tough back then.
Do you guys remember like being so excited to come home from school because you know you were gonna go on AIM?
I couldn't have it.
I remember none of my friends had AIM when I first found out about it, but like the other moms in the neighborhood did. So I would just be so excited that I could instantly talk to them. I would talk to all the other moms.
That's
like,
crazy.
Oh my God, this is Matt. Yeah. I'm on Cindy's account. How are you doing, Kelly? Like,
do any of you guys like memorize any of your friends from school's home phone numbers?
Not anymore.
I have like a few memorized them every day.
I only know my home phone number, not anybody else.
Should we say them?
Oh, you know what I want to talk about is our surprise that we had to do this past week.
Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. That shit was so fucking stressful.
It was a surprise to us.
Okay,
what was about to go down?
Let's give you a little.
They won't know about it yet.
No, we haven't posted anything.
And honestly, I think we can talk. We won't say too much, but we'll just give you a lowdown of like what happened. So Heath and I, we were invited to be a part of YouTube's Dear 2020
virtual graduation,
which is such a huge honor that everybody, like when we were invited, we're like, oh, that's awesome, cool. When we saw the list, we're like, wait a second.
Of other people who are on it.
Why are we in this? Because it was the most important people, I feel like, in the music industry and in the world and in politics.
There was a glitch in the system.
And then it was
us,
me and Heath. And we looked at each other like, we're going to fuck this up. We're going to completely ruin the video. it's just going to be bad. Our duty for the thing was we came up with like a little segment for the class of 2020. Like, what could we do to make the virtual graduation special? Heath and I's idea was, let's give back to like the graduates.
Some of the graduates we could.
So we wanted to donate like thousands of dollars to all the graduates. We thought it'd be really cool. It was for YouTube, and I don't know, it was just something that we thought you guys deserved, people graduating, and I don't know, it was just like
it's
we
just
wanted
a
to get back
upbeat,
in somewhere.
It was a fun, heartfelt video that we were going to put on the live stream.
Yeah, it was on their live stream. And so which
comes out on June 6th.
June 6th,
if you guys
do
want to tune in and see what we did put together for that, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's because we have it now and it's actually really cute. But man, we went through a lot of trouble.
So we were invited to do it, and I was like, obviously they probably don't want the type of video that we make, because it's not the highest production. It's not the best looking videos.
Very shaky.
So we were like, you know what? Let's step out of our comfort zone. Let's do something above and beyond what we normally produce. So we were getting inspired by other different, Kevin Hart in his car. There's multiple cameras. James Corden.
Yeah.
It was just like
car karaoke. Yeah.
Right. We were like, let's do something super high production. Multiple cans in the car.
Basically,
we
let's like, switch lanes to another lane and let's try it out.
And let me tell you, we bought cameras. We got
GoPros.
GoPros. Three GoPros with the little sticky shebang. Attachments to the windows.
We just like. And I'm going to take blame for that because I was the one that was like, hey, Heath, we should like really do it like this. I was like, look at Kevin Hart. Look at what he's doing. It looks really good, right? And he's just like, yeah. And I'm gonna be completely honest. I forced. I was like, we should do it like this.
In the back of my mind, I knew. I was like, okay, first of all, their car's being towed as they're recording.
I didn't know this.
I was like,
oh, you just found that out.
They have mounts that are across the windshield with cameras hanging down, twisty knobs to tighten
stuff. But you see them driving in it.
Right, it looks incredible.
No, but like, why do you see Kevin Hart and Chelsea Handler driving in it?
Actors.
There you go, Bubba.
Oh, so these were like, this was filmed separately outside of the episodes? Like outside of them in the car talking?
No, have you seen the video?
In the wheel like this.
Yes, you haven't they're seen being the video pulled of them being around. Pulled
and they're just like this?
I know, you always think James Corden's driving. He's not driving. He's being pulled around.
We're so sorry, Zane. We're sorry you had to find out this way.
I am embarrassed.
But anyways, we got all the equipment that we needed. We set it up. We got GoPros dying in 10 minutes.
Our lives. No way where you're going. Baby, hold your horses. Let's start from the beginning.
There was so much.
It was just, we woke up, we were ready to go. The cash was going to come in at 11 because we had to pull out a lot of cash so we can give cash. We didn't want to give checks. And the cash was like an hour and a half late. So it already started just very late. And Matt had a lot to do that day. And we were on a time crunch. We knew we only had 2 hours. And cash was already an hour and a half late. And we're like, oh my God, shit. Okay, it's fine. Matt, we're so sorry. And then we didn't have one of the lav mic cords. So we had to drive all the way to Jeff's to pick all that up. So we were like about 3 hours late at this point, right? 3-4 hours late into it.
At least. Uh-huh.
And then we get all the cameras up. We're like, all right, let's get started, guys.
We are feeling ourselves. We're excited. Wait, the boys are wearing button-ups. I'm in a cute blouse.
We look so cute.
I'm over here. Makeup.
I'm over here in the front seat. Front center, rolling. We've got left camera, rolling, live, everybody. One of the lav mics isn't working, so we're like, oh shit, what are we gonna do?
Matt, pull out your phone, voice memo. We're gonna do this. We're gonna get this done.
We stepped out and we had to step back into our comfort zone.
And after all this, at this point, like, I was completely flustered. When I get flustered, game over for me.
I have a picture of Zane flustered that I'll insert here in the car.
He's like, you took a picture?
I don't remember approving that shot.
I took pictures of all three of you in the moment where we were like, this is not good. Matt's like this. Zane's like, it's so funny. Just in the moment. Yeah.
It was, everything was just going to shit and we haven't even gotten started yet. And this is, we're not even to the bad part
yet. Right, we did not even start.
We're not even at the bad part yet. We were looking at these GoPros after finally figuring it out. And where are we at now? 70% when it was at full battery.
So we finally get it up and running. We're like, okay, we're a mic down. Here we go. Batteries are dying on us literally after we filmed the first little segment. We're like, oh my God, you know what? Screw it. Let's just do what we know what works. We're down a mic. We need to replace it. We come back to the house to start over, grab our podcast mics, and we're like, you know what? We'll go handheld. We'll drive and just like kind of cruise around with this.
Because it's really funny because in the beginning when we first started this podcast before the first episode.
This is exactly what happened to us.
Disaster. The lav mics, we couldn't get it figured out. Heath and Mariah were just on it and it just wasn't working out. And I just remember it was awful. And then we just bought mics and it worked like that. But when we spent, it was like 8 hours on the lav mics.
It was bad.
And then the mics were plugged in. Crystal. And it was so frustrating just like witnessing that. And we were going through, we were doing the same thing, using lav mics, using GoPros, shit that we're not good at.
So we get the handheld mics. We're like, all right, let's do it. The cameras start falling down. The brackets are breaking. The shots are falling while we're recording. And we're just like, oh my gosh. I was like, you know what? Screw this. Fuck it. Pull the plug. We got a handheld camera just like our vlog camera, and we're like, let's just do it how we know how to do it.
And it's so funny because in the moment, I was like, why is this isn't working? This works for everybody else. Kevin Hart did it. And this is when you guys told me, Zane, they have a full bar in there. They have a full fucking bar in their car with GoPros attached to it.
They also have the people pulling the car that has the audio engineers who are sitting there just like.
I found all this out.
You got me in the back seat with my headphones. All I hear, I was too scared to say anything, but all I hear is. That's like. Good.
And I didn't know that until he told me that, but this was like right before we started, and I was just like, oh my God, guys, I didn't know this. And they're like, yeah, Zane. I was like, oh my God, fuck, I'm so sorry. I was apologizing the whole time because this was all my shitty fucking idea.
Hey, no, but we were all excited. Like, I was super pumped. I was like, you know what? Let's do something cool. Let's try to make it like high production.
Because it was traditional media. It was a bunch of people that have no idea who we were. So we just wanted to give a little bit of a better quality.
Right.
And yeah, continue. We're not there yet.
This is just the beginning.
This is just the beginning.
And mind you, Matt had to be done by 3:00. We started at like 3:30.
Yeah, it was bad. All my plans.
Actually. Yeah, and we felt
we
awful.
We felt horrible.
Because it was supposed to be just Heath and I doing this. And we're like, it'd be really fun if all four of us did it. Like, it'll be so like, it'll just be really fun and cool.
It was something.
Every house we pulled up to, they were at home, which is so crazy because, like, I feel like if I was sending us DMs for...
The thing is, like, we picked a bunch of people at random. We were going to their houses, and keep in mind, these houses are pretty far apart. So it was just, like, strikeout after strikeout
the
after strikeout.
The houses were, like, 30 to 45 minutes away. Uh-huh. They were in L.A., but it was so... It took so long to get to each house.
L.A., I feel like if you don't live here, you don't realize how big L.A. is. It's like, you think about Los Angeles, whatever. But it is huge. Yeah. So we were going all over the place and nobody was home. It was just shit luck. And we were just getting strikeout after strikeout.
It was just one house after the other. Like, people weren't home. Someone tried to steal the money.
Right.
We
showed up to a person's house that just graduated. That left the address. We get there, left our little present. Somebody comes out and we're like, oh, is so-and-so here? And they're like, no.
No, it was really weird. It
was
like, strange.
I was like, are you sure? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, sorry. We must have the wrong house. And I went to go pick the package back up that we had left.
And he grabbed it quickly.
And he grabbed it and tried bolting back into the house. I was like, no. I was like, that's mine. No. And he was like, oh, and like froze. Because
the box, it was a box of donuts and it had money. It had money attached to it.
Yeah.
We thought YouTube was playing a prank on us. We thought YouTube like knew when we were leaving.
Right.
And decided to tell every house, clear out. Clear
That's
out.
What
and
it
let's,
felt like.
This is, this,
it
it's
was
gonna be
so
a,
bad.
Why was nobody home? Why was nobody home?
I don't know. They should
we
be staying at home.
We drove 40 minutes to each house and nobody was home. Now the donuts are melting. And there's grease all over the car. Like, they don't even look presentable anymore. So we're just losing our minds. Like, what was another situation?
The donuts were melting.
The donuts were melting.
But, you know, mind you, obviously we didn't say what exactly we were giving. Like, we were giving money, but we didn't want to say we're giving money. It was just a surprise.
It was a surprise. So we called it quits on the day after all of our failures.
Yeah, at this point, it was like, it was getting dark. And we were like, done. We pulled the plug. It was funny. We weren't depressed. We weren't sad. We were crying. We were cry laughing.
It was where you were so sad that it was funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you're crying and laughing at the
Heath
same time.
Heath and I looked at each other and we just started crying.
Just because there was so much pressure on us for this video. We're trying to do something cool and trying to do something giving back to everybody, and it just wasn't working.
Because we don't do videos like that's like I feel like that's David's chick. Like he's really good at like coming up with a really cool montage, giving back video, and like he just has a lot of money to give to. So it's just a good video, and we just tried doing it and it just wasn't working.
But we went back on it day two. Single camera, Zane and Heath style, and we got it done how we would normally get it done.
And got it in two hours.
And it worked so well, and we're super, super excited and really proud of how the video came out. And we're excited for all of the graduates of 2020 and the people that we were able to surprise. And if you do want to check out the video, it's going to be up on YouTube June 6th.
And I felt so bad. I looked at Heath. I was like, oh my God, Matt. I feel because Matt really wanted to be a part of this video. He was really excited about this
video. Am I not going to be in it?
No.
Like, no.
None of the clips?
No.
I'm not in it either.
No, because we're cutting out everything from the day before.
It's okay.
Because we were in different clothes. But no, it's like because Matt spent, like, we were in the car for how many hours?
It was like 6 hours.
It was six hours. And then the next day, we pulled ourselves together. We were like, let's do this. We took a loss on that money and then just did it again. And
I'm really happy that you, like, did get it together.
Because
Zane came home that day and he was just like, I think we might back out. And I was even like, well, if you want to back out, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it.
By the way, thank you for like not, he was just like, hey, yeah. Zane, it's okay. Like, it's okay to fail.
Yeah. Like I go, it's okay. If you guys aren't happy with it and you want to give the best you can and you guys can't do it, then don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay.
Dan, we've been... A long episode.
It was a good chat.
Let's close it out.
Make
baby.
Sure you guys subscribe to Hoot and a Half. Woo! I have my own pod.
We will not be putting that in.
That's very funny. Man, no, actually, congratulations.
Thank you
that,
very
Matt.
Much. Thank you. Will you guys be on it?
If you want us to be.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Too intimidating.
too weird. It's too competitive. Me and Heath are completely different people on it. We're just like, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
Thank you so much for... listening, for tuning in. We love you guys so much. We appreciate it. We have like new merch coming out.
We do.
Soon, in like a week or two. So be prepared for that. We love it. Very comfy. Very good.
Very good. But thank you guys so much as always for tuning in. We appreciate every single one of you guys. We hope you're all staying safe. And yeah.
Bye.
We love
bye,
you guys.
Y'all. Much love.
See you next
much
week.
Much love a baby. Yeah. Why woo. Did I? Why is there a song to Coffee Talk when it's Coffee Talk, baby? Why do I always go, it's Coffee Talk, a baby?
Because you did it once, right?
Mm-hmm. And I should stop.
And I told you it was good.
Oh my God.
You did it once and it sounded so good.
You
I was
tell
like,
me I was good at
hell?
Singing once. All right. Shut it down, baby. Shut it down. That's